Saskatoon, prisoner advocate Sherry Mayer tied the knot with convicted killer Bronson Gordon behind bars at a federal prison in Saskatoon. The wedding ceremony, held within the confines of the federal prison, saw the participation of an unlikely gathering, breaking barriers and bridging gaps. Amidst the razor wire fences and guarded walls, Mayer and Gordon exchanged their vows surrounded by an audience that included not only fellow inmates but also the prison warden, Bronson's treatment team, parole officer, and other staff members. For this momentous occasion, any animosity between the prisoner advocate and the correctional system seemed to have been set aside. It was nice to see them, as these people, I once came at with issues in an aggressive way at times, but they came out to support us and we appreciated that, said Mayer. I was shocked to see so many staff there, but it was nice. We appreciate the support. There were others watching from the windows within the institution as well, she added. A commissioner performed the marriage ceremony and they exchanged matching rings they had custom made. The rings glow in the dark and are engraved with their wedding date and the Bible verse 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 4-7. Gordon, whose mother and father are both pastors, has a strong faith in God. We had the prison chaplain come bless us, said Mayer. We incorporated our Christian faith and Bronson's indigenous culture and it was beautiful. An indigenous drummer and singers performed at the end of the ceremony. The inmates sang and drummed, and cake and appetizers consisting of cheese, meats and fruit were served. I honestly never felt like I was in prison, said Mayer. I wish it was out of prison but that can't happen. Once he's home we will redo our vows and include family and friends like a big wedding. There were no gifts presented to the newly married couple. No gifts, said Mayer. The wedding was the best gift. It was rare to have that wedding. The couple was then allowed a 72-hour conjugal visit. We are blessed for this time together, said Mayer. The wedding was held on June 23, Gordon's birthday. The Regional Psychiatric Center prison in Saskatoon is under federal jurisdiction. Under Canadian law, the warden can approve an inmate's request to marry except where a legal restriction to the marriage exists, or where the proposed marriage presents a threat to the security or good order of the institution, or to the protection of the public. The warden must also approve the use of the institution facilities for an inmate's marriage ceremony. Every wedding has glitches. It seems every wedding day has its glitches where things don't go as planned, and this was no different for the Gordons. When Mayer left Regina for Saskatoon, her dress wasn't ready even though she had ordered her dress months prior through an indigenous dress designer. I left Regina with no dress. The dressmaker said she would ship the dress to Mayer and that it would arrive June 22, but it didn't arrive until June 26, after their wedding, said Mayer. I was going to marry in jeans as I couldn't find a dress, said Mayer. Bronson's buddy called and said, don't worry about the dress. He loves you. He will marry you in institutional clothes if need be. Mayer tried shopping for a traditional indigenous dress in Saskatoon to honor Gordon, who is a member of Pasquay First Nation, but wasn't able to find one. Then people started messaging Mayer offering to help. They knew I had planned for a dress for months, she said. My friend pulled through. On the day of the wedding, her friend's boss at STR8UP lent her a ribbon skirt. Not sure what happened, but we still got married without the wedding dress, and it was beautiful. Bronson told me not to worry about the dress, she added. We will do it again once he's home. Love blooms behind bars. Gordon previously told SaskToday.ca that he had found love, hope and strength through his relationship with Mayer. The couple met after Gordon had reached out to a friend for help with alleged abuse by jail staff while he was on remand in Regina Provincial Correctional Center. His friend connected him with Mayer, founder of Beyond Prison Walls, Canada. I was going through segregation really bad. They were taking my mattress during the day in the correctional center. I explained to her that I don't think this is right. Mayer stepped in to offer support through her organization, and the pair's relationship grew from friendship to love over the next year. Then, Gordon got down on his knees in the visitor room at the Edmonton Max prison and proposed to Mayer. Looking to the future, leaving Gordon behind at the prison after getting married was difficult for 42-year-old Mayer, but she is optimistic it won't be for long. He still has 15 years to serve, for parole eligibility, but I'm hopeful he will be out soon. It sucks he's not home, she added. But I knew this going in. We get our conjugal visits regularly, so we manage. We communicate lots, so it's no different than someone marrying someone who on the road lots, in a sense. Gordon, now 39, was sentenced in 2018 to life in prison with no parole eligibility for 25 years on a first-degree murder charge in the 2015 murder of Reno Lee in Regina. In December 2020, the Saskatchewan Court of Appeal denied Gordon's appeal of his first-degree murder conviction. The court also denied the appeals of his co-accused Daniel Theodore and Andrew Bellegarde. The three were sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole for 25 years for killing Reno Lee on April 17, 2015. Lee's dismembered remains were found on Starblanket First Nation. Mayer said a lawyer believes in Gordon's innocence and is currently preparing a ministerial review for Gordon. When Bill C-40, David and Joyce Milgaard's law was introduced, Mayer said the Toronto lawyer sent her a text message notifying her about the new proposed law. Federal Justice Minister David Lametti announced Bill C-40 in February. David and Joyce Milgaard's law is aimed at amending the criminal code, paving the way for the independent commission, which is expected to replace the current ministerial review process to review wrongful convictions. For years, David Milgaard had advocated for the Independent Criminal Case Review Commission to make it easier and faster for wrongfully convicted people to have their applications reviewed and to get out of prison. Mayer said Gordon's lawyer continues to work on his ministerial review. We wait patiently. We know his lawyer is good, so we just remain patient. Being married to the man she once advocated for won't change her ability to fight for him in the future, said Mayer. I think if anything it would help, but I've come to a good place with the staff here, and while we had issues in past, we are on a different level now. Being married, things have been better even prior to marriage. I have come to have more respect for them than I did in the past. I appreciate what RPC does for Bronson, and I work with them to help him now. LJOY@glaciermedia.ca. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. #CrimeCopsCourt_escatoday.